This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, along with our fire rescue and EMS and police officers, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And a special shout-out to all the snowplow and sander drivers up there in Northern California and Nevada and Oregon dealing with that 5 to 6 feet of new snow. More coming, could be 8, 9, 10 feet of snow up there. Good Lord. Please be careful. And everybody that's working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. The Captain's America Third Watch will be back on Parler when they come back. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All righty. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we had a caller that just popped in here, so I'm going to go to the caller real quick here. It's Mike in Clearwater. So what, pray tell, would you like?
Good morning, Denise. The captain mentioned earlier that if the U.S. re-enters this treaty with Iran, the nuclear deal that Obama did, Israel has basically said that, you know, they could have a nuclear warhead within months.
Weeks.
Now, Israel has been known... What? Oh,
weeks.
Okay, well, weak. But, you know, Israel has been known to not sit. I mean, they've done airstrikes whenever they felt threatened or they felt like something needed to be done. They went ahead and did it. So here goes, Denise. If Biden does put us back into the treaty, could that actually start? Would the Israelis say, you know what? We're not just going to sit here. We're going to do something about this. And then next thing you know, we got World War III. Could that be a real possibility?
Thank you.
That's what I want to know. Thanks.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
The answer to that is yes, and it wouldn't be just the Israelis because I think part of the reason that the Biden administration also stopped the arms sales to Saudi Arabia is because Saudi Arabia would join forces with Israel to address Iran.
Correct.
However, having said that, if you listen very carefully to Tony Blinken to the Biden administration, there's some back and forth going on, which says, Iran says, if the United States, behaves and lifts some of these sanctions, then we'll start complying with the JCPOA.
Yeah.
Which means not in compliance.
Yep.
Conversely, the United States is saying, hey, you need to start behaving, and then we'll talk about lifting some of these sanctions and rejoining. So there's a lot of back and forth here. But I will also tell you this. The United States, and I don't know how in what kind of form, but I do know that it exists, that we have pretty much dominion over Israel when it comes to their war plans. Israel does not take care, doesn't do any sorties or any kind of bombings without the wink and nod of the United States first.
Yep. All right. Now, moving along with something else that's also going to create me big problems, I hate to see us have to go back to any type of dependence of oil from the Middle East or anywhere else when we are oil and energy independent. But it looks like as if the Biden administration and their energy policies are going to put us back where we're going to be importing a bunch of oil from overseas. Why on God's earth we're doing that is beyond me. But his Keystone XL order, the ban sparked job losses. The climate advisor says, we're not asking for a sacrifice. Really? Well, what the hell are you doing putting about 23 or 4,000 people out of work in the United States and Canada? If that's not a sacrifice, then what is?
Well, it isn't just either about the immediate frontline personnel that work on the pipelines, but it is also the suppliers.
Yep.
It is also the hotels. It is also the houses, the mortgages, and all those kinds of things that affect that number of people, not just in a couple of states, but in several states.
Yep.
So we don't know what the total fallout number is on not only canceling the permits for the Keystone XL pipeline, but also what they said yesterday, and nobody called it out, is they put a pause and review on oil and gas operations on federal lands.
Yeah.
Now, why do you have to pause to review? You don't have to pause anything, and you can review what is happening if that's what they say. So, you don't. Why are you stopping anything?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just telling you.
Yep.
And watch the poor coal industry, because this is going to be the final death knell of the coal.
And according to the Pentagon, climate change is now a national security priority.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John Kerry also said that climate change will have its own section on the intelligence assessment reviews. So every day when they get a presidential daily briefing, it will include climate change consequences.
Yeah. Well, this is the day when the guys with the pickup trucks that blow the black smoke out of them need to be driving around with the four, everything opened up, so all they're doing is blowing black smoke. All right, hold that thought. And you guys, you good old boys with them pickups, you know what I'm talking about, as well as the semis that have got the trucks open, wide open, to where they'll run 100-plus mile an hour. You blow that black smoke going down the road. That goes for you bull haulers out there. Just blow some black smoke and let them see you. Let them think about that for a while. America's needs move by truck. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Professor Kyle Warren, and we appreciate him very much doing that for us. And we're back on the show with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and this portion of the show brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA, to find out more about them and how they can help you in case you get have any problems pertaining to guns or knives or sticks or clubs or whatever. Then you can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. com, and check it out. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. It's Elliot in Wesley Chapel, and I'm going to go right to him. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Elliot. Hello, Elliot. I don't hear him. All right, he'll have to call back. He was there, but now he's not there, so who knows. But he'll call me back, I'm sure, I think. All right, well, let's continue to move along until he does call us back, because he had a question for both of us. Kevin McCarthy is flying down here to Florida to meet with Donald Trump at his office. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall for that one?
The conversation, you can be assured, is to go down the list of those that are serving in the House of Representatives that... One, it's the Republicans that need to be replaced if some of them are there on towing the line. And two, it'll be to take a long look at a lot of these Democrats across the country that we feel like that can be primaried and who would be good people to put in place to primary these Democrats. So what they're doing is they're taking some immediate plans and plotting all things election going into 2022.
Okay, you saw what they're doing with Liz Cheney. Matt Gaetz is going up there, like I think this weekend, and Donald Trump Jr. is going up there right afterwards, and they're going to get up there and start supporting the guy that's going to run against her.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got
my case.
Okay, we got Elliot back. So, good morning, Elliot. You there? Elliot. Hello, Elliot.
Maybe he's on mute and doesn't know it.
Yeah, I think he is on mute and doesn't know it. Okay, so let's see here. Let me see what I got here. Is that him again? I'm going to give him a chance. He may be on mute. You may be right. He may be hearing us, but he can't say anything. All right, there he is again. Let's try this. Okay, Elliot, are you there now?
I'm not Elliot.
Oh, this is okay. Go ahead, Mary.
Hey, Kevin McCarthy, not so sure about him. On that vote against, for the impeachment thing, he kind of made a statement there against Trump to start off. So I think Trump should stick with all loyal people. Not so sure about Kevin McCarthy.
All right. Well, Kevin McCarthy is going to be the next Speaker of the House, I do believe, in about 2 years.
That's if their plotting is successful, that they take back power in the House. This past election was pretty close.
Oh, there's two seats still up for grabs, too, by the way.
One in New York. I don't know where the other one is.
Louisiana. Louisiana. Okay. The congressman that died. The young Republican.
His wife is taking his place, I think.
Okay, well, let me go back over here to the phone line. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name and where you calling from? I don't even know who's on the line here.
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
Okay, go ahead.
Three quick comments. Number one, don't trust Kevin McCarthy. Don't like him. Number two, and I don't want to be alarmist, but if the elite establishment overlords can't put Trump away with this phony impeachment thing, I'm really seriously, don't call me a nut, beginning to fear for his physical safety, a la they may try to JFK this guy. It's not without the realm of possibility. Don't say it can't happen here, because it can happen here. And actually, that was two comments, and that's about the extent of them. Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Well, I'm not even going to touch the second one, because the FCC listens to all sorts of things, and I'll let them deal with that. I'm not saying a word.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it's just that simple.
Protection.
I mean that's why that's right. That's why he has Secret Service protection. And oh, by the way, when he's at Mar-a-Lago, don't they have their own security there too?
Yeah, but I don't know that the security that is hired at Mar-a-Lago is armed, but nonetheless.
Well, he used to have people that, when he was running before he got the protection, he had his own people. I remember the tall guy there, the guy with the shaved head that was his security chief.
Yeah, he was just a bodyguard.
Okay, all right. Well, they had several of them around him that were pretty good. But, you know, they do, that's why they afford the protection they do, and I'm sure that they're doing the best they can right now. Okay, you know, these oil and gas leases that are out there, Ketchup Carey, they're calling him a centi-millionaire. I guess that's because that means he's worth $100 million or more, thanks to his wife. Speaking down to the oil workers, you know, if I was an oil worker, I would send this guy, I would bury his email and bury his
mail. Here's something that needs to be recognized. So I'll give kind of a tip to your listeners, and that is if you listen to the explanations of these cabinet secretaries that are going through confirmation and through the explanations of these executive orders, they keep talking about good paying union jobs.
Yeah.
Union jobs.
Yeah.
So yesterday it happened yet again when they had yesterday's climate day at the White House.
Right.
So we bring out Gina McCarthy, who is clearly a retread from the Obama administration, because she ran the EPA for 5 years under the Obama administration, and then they brought out John Kerry.
Yep.
Well, they talked about union jobs. Now, exactly what union jobs which union are they talking about? Because you're coming off the line and working on a pipeline, but we're going to encourage you to go get a job making solar panels. Well, what union is that? The Electrical Workers Union? I mean, I have no idea. But do you have to relocate? When are those jobs available? Next year? Year after that? So what are these people that you know, have lost their job, like, this week, what do they do for the next 4 or 5 months?
Well, Carrie said, quote, get this, you'll have better choices someday.
Yeah, meaning that the choice that they made stunk.
Yeah, yeah. But yet some of these guys are making $75, $80, $90 an hour, especially the equipment operators, because of what they're doing. Other people can't do it, okay? And I really think they're trying to deep six the oil and gas industry in this country.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, and
of course they are.
Yeah, and the problem is, what are we going to do now? Go back and buy all our oil from the Middle East?
Well, not only that, it's just that we're going to go back to the days of Jimmy Carter, where there's going to be a gas shortage, and you're going to pay $5 a gallon.
Yeah, and we rationed gas at that time to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. I remember all of that. Well, you can only buy gas on an even an odd day, depending on your license tag.
Climate change is concocting a crisis that's not there. I mean, John Kerry absolutely admitted yesterday that the United States is not the culprit with emissions. In fact, we have almost zero emissions, carbon emissions in the United States.
Right.
So we have to go through all of this work. These people that are losing their jobs in the Keystone XL pipeline.
Right.
Have lost their job because we need to go help China and India deal with their carbon emissions.
Yep.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yep, you're absolutely positively spot on fire. Well, then you've got, of course, Cuomo up in New York, you know, Andrew Cuomo, who needs to look in the mirror at himself because yesterday, again, he blamed Donald Trump for all the COVID deaths in his state.
Don't you just have to kind of laugh? I mean, at this point, it's absurd.
It's pathetic. I just call it pathetic.
Okay.
Yeah. We can
still say Chinese virus here on air, can't we? Even though they've forbidden it at the federal government level.
Sure can. The Chinese Wuhan virus. That's China. China. China virus. We can. Yeah. Now, the other thing is doggone it, here comes the music. We'll have to continue that later, but here is the thing, folks. We aren't going anywhere. Denise isn't going anywhere. Go over to her website, founderscode.com. Read all the great articles she writes, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and there you go. And you can find out more about her by going over there and find out all the info that she has to offer. And I will be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states say their supplies of COVID vaccines are still low, as President Biden pledged to increase the weekly amount of shots sent to states. The White House COVID-19 response team announced Wednesday that 10 million new doses a week will be sent to states for at least the next 3 weeks, with states getting a heads up to how many shots they'll be getting to allow them to plan their distribution. Andy Slavitt, the senior advisor to the response team, says that the federal government keeps a limited stockpile of vaccines and that they're sent out as soon as they're ordered by the states.
Now, we do not keep a stockpile of a large number of vaccines. We keep a 2 to 3 day supply as a practice just to account for variation in manufacturing production. That's it. The rest moves out to states.
President Biden sees.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, program note, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be in studio at the bottom of the next hour. So if you've got any questions, get ready to either send them to me via the Facebook Instant Messenger, email, or you can call the show. NAA.edu is their website to find out more. And here they are to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've told you before, and I will continue to tell you, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is simple. Take the tour. Go to one of their locations. They have a campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. Just give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Set up an appointment. You're going to love it. You're going to love what you're going to see. You'll be able to talk to not only the person that will walk you around, but you'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to see the students, possibly talk to one or two of them, see the classroom, see all the different things that they have to offer, because becoming becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is a career that you will never step away from. As long as you can take a breath, as long as you can do the job, you will have a tremendous money-making opportunity working with some of the best people in the world, all around the world, because aviation maintenance techs don't just work in the U.S. They work worldwide, and you can make some big, big money. That's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and once more time, their phone number is 800-659-2080. Now, I'm going to get this out to begin with because we've talked a lot about this, and this is too important to not say anything. Israel has modified the posture of their defense forces. They've deployed two submarines into the Gulf with Tomahawk missiles on board, land-based, or land-targeted, rather, Tomahawk missiles. And they are rapidly arming their troops and moving troops around. This supports the new reports of plans for them to strike Iran if, and this is a big if, the United States and Iran make any type of deal or arrangement to go back into talks with the Iranian nuclear deal. Because Israel's chief of staff, the Israeli Defense Force chief of staff, yesterday came out and said that he believes Iran is weeks away from having a nuclear warhead on top of a missile that could be fired at Israel at any time. And Israel is simply not going to put up with that. They're not going to allow them to do it. And as you just heard me talk about with Denise, and as you heard the question from Mike, could that start a war? You betcha. But it wouldn't just be Israel versus Iran. It would be Saudi Arabia. It would be Israel. It would be the other Arab countries that you heard that mentioned that they would come to the defense of Israel that signed those treaties. Also, the United States, Britain, France. I don't think Germany would get off their dead butt. But that's who would go after Iran. Even Jordan. Other Arab countries would go after Iran if they did something to Israel. Mark my words. Now, the other thing is, the Pentagon's new chief, General Lloyd Austin, retired, is expected to review the troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq in an effort to examine American strategy in the two conflicts following former President Donald Trump's drawdown of forces there in an attempt to bring them back. I'm going to tell you right now, the troops are not going anywhere in Iraq or Afghanistan. They are going to stay there. As a matter of fact, we just moved several hundred troops back into Syria, where we took them out of there. Now, why did we do that? Well, Israel has targeted Syria several times in the last few weeks because of the munitions that they were stockpiling and building up, including rockets and missiles that could be fired into Israel. They got wind of this, and they went in and took out their logistical weaponry and their storage areas that they had, killed people in the process. In the meantime, the Kurds and the other forces, the Syrian forces, the Syrian Defense Forces, or whatever they call themselves, so they're there in the region, were, again, in a precarious position where the Iranian proxies were going to come and do something to them, probably exterminate them if they got the chance, and we're talking about Hezbollah, amongst others. So Israel went in, bombed it. The United States is in there with a couple of hundred or so troops again. Now, soldiers of all genders will be allowed to have highlights that blend with uniform colors. Women can wear long ponytails during training or even shave their heads if they want. Men can wear clear nail polish and terminology that some may find offensive, such as Mohawk, Fu Manchu, and dreadlocks, will be removed from the Army regulations, so these guys can do that. They can have a Mohawk if they want. They can have the Fu Manchu mustache if they want. And they can have the dreadlocks if they want. Gee whiz. Oh, things have changed. Also, former Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy testified in the Capitol that the Defense Department Officials could have done little to prevent security failures surrounding the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th because other agencies failed to properly include them in their planning ahead of the attack. Now, they knew this was coming. They knew this was coming. And the mayor of D.C. and the city, the council that runs D.C., failed to do anything about it. Nancy Pelosi failed to do anything about it. She knew about it. Schumer knew about it. And we also know who took part and who instigated the thing to begin with. It wasn't the Trump supporters. We know that. There's no doubt at all. And who was up on those steps to begin with? It was Antifa. It was the Boogaloosa group. And other radical left militant units that were there first. They came in through the back door, the east side, and came up there. And got in front of the crowd, and when the crowd approached the Capitol steps, they were there, and they led the insurrection. Yes, there were Trump people that went in and did stuff, but the folks that were in there that busted the windows that got in to begin with, those were not Trump people. Now, Colorado lawmakers want Mr. Biden, number 46, to take another look at the Trump administration's last-minute decision earlier this month to move the new U.S. Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. Well, excuse me, does anybody not know what's in Huntsville, Alabama, and why they were moving it there? They're not home of the Strategic Air Command, or NORAD. That's the Redstone Missile Arsenal, where all of our weaponry, pretty much, is stored. Plus, that's also where we have the folks from NASA. By the way, when you go to Alabama and you come into that southbound rest area that's there, the first thing you're looking at is a missile with a Mercury capsule up on top of it. That's in that rest area, reminding you you're coming to Huntsville. Some people call it Mistletown. By the way, the Defense Department's Inspector General's Office wants to know what steps U.S. Central Command and U.S. Special Operations Command are taking to reduce the potential law of war violations while conducting operations. Now, I don't know what that's all about because the Inspector General... If they're talking about war crimes, if that's where they're going, then that's not his responsibility. And I say his because I think it's a him. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back with us on the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now you got it. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation that I'll be having here in just a second with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for going on the last, oh, I don't know, 5 years plus. And it's working for me and has worked for me because I have a problem where I almost lost my left foot at the ankle, and I have constant problems there with swelling and the pain that I go through, which when it starts hurting down there, it hurts my ankle, then my leg, then my hip, so on and so forth. And what happens is, I used to take some heavy-duty narcotics for it, and I said, nope, that's it. I'm done. Not going to happen again. So I started taking a handful of Aleve at a time, and I do mean a handful of Aleve. That's not good either. So then I found out about Relief Factor, and I take it twice a day, once when I get up and once about midnight at night, and it takes care of the problem that I have. It's just that simple. It's 100% drug-free. It also helps to support a healthy response to the inflammation, and the pain that you're in goes right straight to the source of the pain. And it'll support the healthy joints and muscles by healing the healing process as well. So you can try the three-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs for the three-week quick start, $19.95. You'll know what it's going to do for you by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try that $19.95 three-week quick start and see if we can get you out of pain. All right, speaking of pain, here he is, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. You've given a lot of the bad guys pain over the years, haven't you?
I try. You know, sometimes it's feel like you're pushing a rock to the top of the hill and it rolls back down on you, but I give it an effort.
Well, if you're Larry Zonka, you ran up the hill with the rock and then you threw it back down the hill to go get it to bring it up the second time.
Good workout, no doubt about that.
All right, I got to ask you a question here. You know, John Kerry, I call him Ketchup Kerry, and let's see, John Kerry and the climate advisor were at a press conference yesterday talking about the Keystone XL pipeline and how the jobs were being lost and all that stuff. And the climate advisor, her name is Gina McCarthy, resurrected from Obama's EPA, and she's a dope. She's a real dope. She says, we're not asking for sacrifice. And then Kerry gets up there and says to the oil and gas workers, he says, you'll have better choices someday. And now they're losing their jobs. I would have had a tough time from having sitting in my chair without getting up there and just smacking the guy. Well, how about you?
Well, he didn't exactly say that. It was actually, I thought, in my opinion, worse. I took from what he said was that you made a poor choice.
That's right.
In your job, and yep. you should have decided to be a solar technician.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm an empathetic guy. You mentioned going after bad guys. Over the years, I've had to deal with, you know, investment cons and frauds and people being ripped off.
Bernie Madoff.
Some of the things that people need to understand is these unions, okay, and this has been going on for a long time, who do they support again and again and again but Democrats? Okay, the union workers that are losing their jobs, their union, we came out forcefully for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden the head of the union's, you know, upset. He knew exactly, he knew exactly what Biden was going to do because Biden said he was going to shut down the Keystone pipeline. How can you go out and support Joe Biden? No, it's because it's a knee-jerk reaction for them. All of these unions out there are corrupted to the core. I'm sorry. You union members out there, you know, that old saying that, what does the general said down there, Katrina, you got to get off being stuck on stupid. Okay. You have to stop voting for these same people again and again and again.
Yep.
He told you that he was going to eliminate those jobs. He told you, yet you came out and endorsed him. And now he's doing what he said he was going to do. And you're upset about it. So I don't get that.
Yep. And of course, now we got all these challenges that are coming too. I think there's like 37 or 39, maybe 40, executive orders that are out there. And there's a whole bunch of legal challenges, including about the XL pipeline and some other things related to energy that are all going to be challenged in court. So here we go.
Well, yeah, I hope they're going to be challenged. I hope that, you know, you fight them tooth and nail when it comes to all of this stuff. Again, it was funny because last year Joe Biden was saying how he was upset with Trump's executive orders because he said it wasn't democratic and he wouldn't go ahead and do that.
And look what he's doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's gone, you know, full boat ahead. Listen, okay, I'm dealing with this. I know that my costs are going to go up for my company. I know my regulations are going to go through the roof because they did under Obama. I'm expecting the same. But guys, I'm watching this again. I've talked about this. Joe Biden is not coming up with these orders. He's not saying these things. His people are, and
you
he's
bet.
Signing his name. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what you voted for. All right, Joe. If people think that they were getting a moderate in Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not running the damn show, for crying out loud.
Nope.
Take a look at the people that he surrounded himself with.
Barack Obama.
That they put in there. They are all Obama people.
Yep.
And they're going to, he's just signing his name on the thing because that's what he has to do.
Yep.
And if people get that through their thick skulls, okay? I mean, you got to understand what you're fighting against here, people.
Yeah. And over 6 million people have been added to the food stamp roll since the pandemic started. I can only imagine, and this is since February, by the way, this past year, I can only imagine what is going to happen here with all these other jobs that are going by the wayside.
Listen, you know, even Jay Powell came out and said yesterday that the unemployment rate is more around 10%, and
right.
I actually think it's much higher than that. I mean, in certain areas, you know, you could say, for example, the Bronx, the headline number here, then the boroughs is 16%. And I think that number's wrong based upon all the people that also, you know, are doing jobs where they're getting paid in cash. So you're probably seeing much higher numbers. You're seeing a divergence here right now. And, you know, we could talk about food stamp rolls. We could talk about jobs. The only way you're going to get the economy up and going again is you just have to open it. And we've been saying that for a long time until we're blue in the face. And until that happens, we're not going to see those jobs come back. And even the ones, many of them are not going to come back. It's going to take a long time.
Yeah. And Mr. Powell also said one other thing that really rose a lot of people's eyes. He said, vaccinations are the key to the U.S. economic recovery.
Well, I think it's going to be helpful. I think that, you know, quite frankly, I think many people have probably gotten the virus in some form. We don't know how many asymptomatic people. You know, that's one of the major reasons, ways that it spreads. I think that that's a part of it as well. We're seeing the cases come down significantly, and it's not because of the vaccine just kind of working its way through. You know, it's a terrible, terrible, you know, situation. However, you know, like we said from the get-go, there's really not much that we could do. A virus is going to do what a virus is going to do.
Now, paybacks are hell, and the big technology companies are leading the U.S. stock index down. I believe it's off 600 points for the week or something like that. But all of a sudden, we're starting to see companies that are out there telling us what we can and cannot say, like, oh, gosh, I don't know, Facebook, Twitter, and a few others along the way, plus Apple and Yahoo. Their numbers are dropping off.
You know, Facebook's going to be facing a problem moving forward due to Apple's new operating system that's going to be coming out for its phone and iPads this spring, which is going to give you a choice not to be followed around by apps. Your phone has a unique identifier on it that Facebook and other apps use to follow you around. Now, you know, when they try to do that, there's going to be a prompt that shows up and says you're going to choose.
I've got one on my computer right now.
Yeah. But this is going to be, I mean, this is going to be a big hit for a lot of these, you know, social media companies, because that's how they make their money in, you know, following you around with ads.
Now, Boeing is bringing the 737 back, but in the meantime, they've had a record annual loss pretty much because not only just the 737, but the 777X that they couldn't get off the ground.
Yeah, again, you know, it's not been a big year for buying airplanes, that's for sure. That's not helping either. But yeah, Boeing's had, you know, problems for a while. And, you know, the reality is, you know, Boeing probably should have gone under, based upon, you know, what happened with the MAX to some degree. You know, if it wasn't for the pandemic and the bailout money that got there, that would have gotten hit to a bigger degree over Boeing, being one of our big manufacturers out there. It's almost like a national champion. It's almost like a Chinese type of company or one of the big banks. It's almost too big to fail. That's unfortunate because, you know, failure is a part of capitalism. And when you have failure, guess what? Somebody comes in and somebody does a better job after the fact. And that's what allows for growth.
Right. Well, we'll be talking more about growth tomorrow because Apple just recorded their record highest sales ever. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, thewatchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go there, check out the website, see all the different things that he has to offer. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chronicles.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.